All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac podcast here on 1010XL's podcast platform, 1010XL.com. Of course, on the 1010XL app. Fresh hot off Jaguars today. I just slide right in, right around the corner, right down the hallway into the podcast studio here at 1010XL. Of course, Tommy Mac, Catching Up with Tommy Mac, brought to you by Team Tommy Mac. I'm going to tell you all about him. You see my friend here, Carpet Man LVP. Carpet Man's LVP. Carpet Man. Carpet Man's LVP. I got a new one for him, and it centers around Elton John. I've been pitching it to him, so we'll see what happens. But I got the lyrics down. I got it all down. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Carpet Man, part of Team Tommy Mac, a bunch of businesses that I personally endorse. So it's a little wild around here today. 1010XL. Power went out because of the storm. Power to like the internet and stuff, but we're okay here, I believe. I know I'm on the audio, so if you don't catch it fully on Facebook Live on mine, we'll share it to 1010s and others. You can catch the audio version, the podcast, if you will, version of Catching Up with Tommy Mac. You can go to all, whether Spotify, iTunes, you can find it all right there. Lots to get into today. I do want to say thank you to Graffiti Burger Bar, to Adaptive Jax as well for bringing you the 904 Pro Show Season 2 premiere. Was last night. Myself, Killa Bees, my co-host, and our special guest, Gerald Ingram, running back coach, two-time Super Bowl winning, champion-winning running back coach. Gerald Ingram, knew him since Boston College. From 1991, Coach Coughlin grabbed him from Ball State and then brought him here to Jacksonville and then up to New York and has had a phenomenal, phenomenal career. I'm going to get into what he talked about yesterday, and it was pretty cool. We shot it at night, and little insight to the running game, little insight to how running backs study, and I thought it was absolutely fascinating. I'll relay that in just a little bit. Of course, it is rookie mini camp this weekend. Thank goodness for the indoor facility. You don't have to worry about the rain or lightning or anything like that. Open the doors for some ventilation. But the Miller Electric Center, we did get word as we were wrapping up Jaguars today that Yasir Abdullah is being tried out at the Sam linebacker, which is something I'm going to talk about today because in that 4-3, now you go 3-4 to a 4-3. Now your outside backers in a 3-4 become what? Your defensive ends in a 4-3. So you got to find that Sam. You got to find that Will. We know the Mike is a Lewican and should be. He's a phenomenal middle linebacker. So that's going to be interesting how we figured that out. But word is Abdullah getting a shot there. I want to see Lloyd up there, but I can understand them liking Lloyd at Will because that's where he's played for the most part. Where will Ventrell Miller's fit in? Will he be? Where will Chad Muma fit in? I would think he'd get a shot at Sam as well, but we'll take a look at that. Looking around the National Football League, you know, look, is there Dempsey's question of the day, the Jaguars today question of the day was, you know, what position group would you add to if you could, if you're the Jaguars, right? You got a bunch of cap money, $30 million, I think, go after somebody. I think a pass rusher for sure if you could find one. And they're out there. A few are anyway. And if there is one available that you can go get that gets into the rotation, I would say that's number one. But what about offensive tackle? You know, what about offensive tackle? It's a big topic here on 1010XL. What will they do after this season? What will they do this season? I know who the projected starters are, but how will they make out throughout the year? How will they perform? Who are their backups? Who's going to be filling in when needed? And who's maybe not going to make the team this year? Of course, Javon Foster, he's in at a fourth-round pick. Unless he totally doesn't get the job done, I don't think that happens. He's on this team. You know, it's funny. You go through the offensive line group. They keep like nine on the active, you know. Maybe they keep like nine, sometimes eight. You know, and if you think about it, you already got your five. Throw in Walker Little. He's not going anywhere this year. Javon Foster not going anywhere this year. So there you go. You got seven. Cooper Hodges, they like. They want to see. You know, so there you go. I mean, you got eight right there. 9 and 10 are going to be, you know, Cole Van Lannen, Blake Hance, guys like that. How are they going to fare? Do you go get an offensive tackle. I was looking at David, and I'm sure I'm going to cure it, Bakhtiari from the Green Bay Packers. When healthy, and he hasn't been healthy, a very good player. Now, that means what will you, you know, I don't think you're going to bring in a tackle at this point. I think they're going to run with who they have. I do. Cam's my starter. Walker's his backup. Javon Foster will go between the two. You know, can he play both if he has to? You know, it's a big year for Walker Little. Final year of his contract. Obi has a great year. Hope everything comes together for him where he can be a consistent left tackle in this league. Look, think about it. They tried him all over. They tried him at right tackle. Couldn't win the drive. Tried him at left tackle. Couldn't win the permanent job. Tried him at left guard. Got hurt, so that didn't factor in, but no longer the projected starter there. So what do you do with Walker Little? Again, nothing happens in the NFL without reason. He, to me, if they thought he was a left tackle, he would be the left tackle. And you, Cam Robinson probably wouldn't even be here. But I would be surprised if you know they do something with Cam. I would expect them. And I could see, look, like we were saying, it's not like Walker Little's not a good player. He is. And I know I'm hard on, I don't mean to be so hard on the kid. All I'm saying is that in the NFL, especially college too, everything happens for a reason. There's a reason you're not starting. There's a reason you are starting. There's a reason nobody can unseat you from your starting position. You know, there's a reason they draft people. There's a reason they bring in free agents to challenge guys for starting jobs. But I think it's going to be – I like what they've done. I'm very, very impressed. Xavier Howard's still out there, a corner. Would you go grab him? Would you – Power going in and out. I guess we got a little thing going on here. So we're okay. We're okay. I think we're protected in here. I'm not really that worried about it. But stay safe out there if you're in the Northeast Florida, Jacksonville area. But Xavier Howard's still available out there, free agent corner. You know, what if they're not sold on Tyson? I think they are. But let's be honest, he didn't have a great year last year. So, you know, I think you're going to get the better Tyson Campbell. And Tyson's gotten better as he's gotten here. Last year with the, I think the injury hurt him, the hamstring hurt him, no doubt. But you know, he's got to bounce back. But what if you're not, you know, you're not totally comfortable with that, right? You bring in Ronald Darby, he can play corner. You had the kid, Jarius from Florida State. You got Savage. They could either play nickel. Maybe, the kid from, Jarius from, Florida State could play outside. Maybe you don't need a corner. I don't think that's high enough. I feel pretty decent about the corners, but I feel like Tyson's going to make a comeback and have a good year. But Xavier Howard, you bring him in, he starts as my left corner right off the bat. Do you make that move and take the guesswork out of it? Micah Hyde, Justin Simmons still available. How about that? Those safeties, we don't need them. I wouldn't take them in here, no doubt about that. Ryan Tannehill still out there. Interesting. You know, go be a backup for somebody. If they need you, you get in there and you plug in and, you know, give back the job to the starter when ready. But you're there to protect the starter. You know, and you're there to support the starter, make sure he's ready to go. So that's a – we'll see what happens with Tannehill. But Xavier Howard could be a guy. Bakhtiari, to me, if he's healthy, you got to check out that knee. He's had a couple knee injuries. He's up there in age. I'm not giving him a ton of money. I probably wouldn't even bring him in. I feel like they're just going to roll with what they have, you know. And it is what it is. And, you know, look, you know, it's funny talking to Coach Ingram last night on the 904 Pro Show at the Graffiti Burger Bar in Jacksonville Beach, and gave a real good insight to the running game, to a rushing attack, the timing of it all, and the studying that Fred Taylor and other backs used to do on defenses, and I'll get into it. You know, he was talking about how, because I've always been told, and I know it, but I didn't know the intricacies, right? So I'm going to give you an example. You know, I always knew, like, there's timing in the running game, especially if you're a zone offensive line blocking scheme where you kind of move as one, you know, as a unit, as opposed to a man blocking scheme. You just take, you got your man, you go block him. Well, a lot of times we see the back run straight up the gut and go nowhere or maybe get 2 yards. Now, not all the time does this happen, but a lot of times it's timing. The back's not waiting enough to let that block develop. Let me give you an example. So garden center, right? Here's the center. Here's the guard. Defensive tackle here, backer behind. Guard and center both hit the defensive tackle. Then that guard, is, if it's going this way, the guard will come off and grab the backer. If it's going the other way, the center will come off. But let's just keep it front side. The left guard's going to come off and grab the backer. Well, that back's got at that precise moment when he leaves the tackle, the left guard leaves the nose tackle to go up. He's got to be just not right on his ass, but a step, step and a half behind him so he can play off that, get through that hole, and then make the break. If he goes too fast, he runs right into the guard. You understand? And I know as fans, and as, even me too, you're like, oh, they're just getting their ass kicked. No, that's not always the case. Sometimes it is. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of plays where they were getting knocked off the ball on the offensive line. But a lot of times it is, and you see it. Let me give you an example of a good play in the running game. One of their best running plays, in my opinion. I don't know what they call it. Maybe it's a power. It's like a power, right? They're running it in between the wide receiver on the outside and the defensive end or whoever's that end line of scrimmage. And there's a shoot, right, kind of generally right over the numbers, it feels like. Right, but it doesn't really matter. There's a shoot there. The guard pulls around, kicks out the corner, and then that the line is sealing. And you may have two pullers, right? You may have a guy that seals, another guy that kicks out the corner, and then there's a shoot. Well, ETN sets that up very nicely. Almost every single time they typically, unless somebody shoots a gap and someone misses a block and then they screw it all up. But if that doesn't happen, that's a timing thing. You can't just go flying up in there. You got to belly it out a little bit. Let that guard come across and kick out the corner and let that other lineman come up and seal. And there's my shoot. It's right there. And then I hit it. The number one trait, I found this exciting too, from Gerald Ingram last night. He said the number one trait a great back has to have is suddenness. Suddenness, and it makes so much sense. Think of that timing, and then boom, hit the gear, right? We talked about Freddie Taylor, Tiki Barber, you know, Brandon Jacobs, all these guys. Fred was special. He coached some great running backs in his time, but Fred is absolutely special. No doubt about that. And he said that too. So pretty cool stuff, man. We do it every week at the Graffiti Burger Bar in Jacksonville Beach. It was fun getting to know Coach a little bit and all the stories that went along with it. He mentioned Natron Means. He mentioned James Stewart. He was fantastic, man. Absolutely fantastic. So, Jag Talk, of course, brought to you by Team Tommy Mack here on Catching Up with Tommy Mack. Chris Lucero's Bail Bonds. Number one name in the bail game. Don't get thrown in jail. But if you do, if your friend does, take the number down, 904-822-2245. Take it down, plug it in your phone. If you ever need someone to get you out of jail, Chris Lucero's Bails team, Bail Bonds team, will get it done. Chris Lucero, Bail Bonds. Graffiti Burger Bar, we were there last night. Great burgers. I mean, some of the best burger you'll ever have. Wings. We had a nice platter of all different kind of fried stuff, cauliflower, green beans, mozzarella sticks. It was absolutely incredible. It took care of us at the Graffiti Burger Bar. Make sure you check them out. Very kid-friendly. Some video games in the back, a little pool table. Your kids will have a blast. Well, you guys can have a couple beverages and have a little fiesta as well. Have some food. J-Dog Junk Removal and hauling, all you contractors out there. Just, it's 844. Get J-Dog. That is the number. 1-844. Get J-Dog, veteran-owned and operated. They take care of their clients with trust, integrity. They get it done. They clean up. They're just a fantastic outfit. Carpet Man Flooring, already talked about him, right? LVP. It's more than just LVP. It's hardwood. It's carpet. It's tile. It's the highest quality you'll find at the lowest prices you'll see. Make sure you check them out on Wells Road in Orange Park and, of course, at St. John's Bluff Road right there in Jacksonville. Azar Sausage Company at Winn-Dixie. That's where you find it and other local grocers. I'm telling you, try the hot. Try the andouille. Absolutely incredible. You'll add it to your dishes, man. We do it all the time, and it's some of the finest sausage you'll ever have. Michael Nickus' State Farm Agency, my agent for over 20 years. Let him have a shot at being yours as well. I'm talking home, I'm talking auto, I'm talking life, and I'm talking supplemental health. He does it right. So does his team. They do a great, great job. Family Traditions, specialtyfoods.com. Go to that website and check out Coconut Joe's hot sauces. They got some rubs as well. We're working on some beef jerky for them, but they are a fantastic outfit right here in Jacksonville. Listen, their sriracha is absolutely insane. Their mango is good. Their jalapeno is really spicy and good. You're going to love it. Make sure you check them out. Family Traditions, specialtyfoods.com. Code Ninjas, of course, codeninjas.com. Get your kid in a Code Ninja camp. It's not just sitting there in front of the computer learning about how to build robots, how to build games, how to do all this fun stuff with Roblox and Minecraft and other really cool software. It's also about getting outside and getting some exercise and well-roundedness, man. Everyone likes a well-rounded individual. And I'm telling you what, I wish I knew that stuff coming out of, you can get a job out of high school knowing this kind of stuff. And Code Ninjas takes you all the way through security, IT, AI. They handle it all. Four great locations, CodeNinjas.com. Salt Air Inn and Suites, of course, right there, four blocks from the beach on Atlantic Boulevard. You want to stay at the beach? Call my friend Kurt at Salt Air Inn and Suites, a concierge service at a boutique hotel right there on Atlantic, four blocks from the ocean. I want to thank Adaptive Jax, my marketing and branding partner. They helped me with the show last night, 904 Pro Show, and also want to thank Jalaram Hotels. Make sure if you're traveling up and down I-95, they got hotels at I-95 at Butler, the Fairfield Inn and Suites and the Hampton Inn, and then the Home 2 Suites right there on JTB and Gate near the Town Center Mall. Come in for some shopping. We got to stop on your way down to the Keys, on your way back home, whatever the case may be. They will take care of you. It's a family-owned and operated portfolio and some great, great locations, hotels down in St. Augustine. So make sure you check them out. Great to have them on board and great to be in the 1010XL podcast studios. All right, I got those. That's paying the bills. That's paying the bills. We're talking ball and we're talking Jags. So one of the biggest things on defense, look, like I said, you're taking from a 3-4, right? Yeah, your three interior guys, 1-2-3, and then my two outside guys are the outside linebackers, like the Will and the Sam. Right. We were talking, we're hearing Josh Allen. He was on Eric Armstead's podcast, Third and Long. I got to check that out. Seemed pretty cool. About, you know, they didn't trust us enough to call Saw more, which meant Sam and Will go. They had one drop and one going. I agree with that. I mean, let's go. But they probably didn't because there was no interior rush. There was no interior pressure. So if I get you up the field, great. You're coming around the bend. Guess what? If there's no interior pressure, what's that QB going to do? Step up and step out and smell you later or make it a play with his arm. So you do have to be a little bit careful there. Hey, I think it changes with Eric Armstead. I like the 4-3 better than the 3-4, especially when you got to stop the run. And I know it's a passing league. I know it is. I know it is. But guess what? You got to stop the run. And guess what? When you can't stop it, that's when you wish you put more resources into stopping the run because it's absolutely critical to get the ball back. And it's absolutely critical to keep the chains going and keep that clock, to eat that clock towards the end of the game. That four-minute offense, very important to run the ball on both sides of the football. So very interesting there. Oh, another thing. I'm sorry. Before I get into the 4-3, I want to go back to what Coach Ingram was saying about running backs studying the defenses. So check this out. 1998. This is remarkable because I didn't know this. Fred Taylor's rookie year. He's watching tape. We're getting ready to play Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. He's watching tape, and he's talking to Coach Ingram. He's like, Coach, I keep seeing Zach Thomas overrun plays all the time. And right when he'll shuffle, then he'll flip his hips and run because there's always like a little mound of blockers, right? So the back's either going to cut it up in or he's going to take it out. When you shuffle, and you feel like he's going out, you take off and run to meet him at that point. It's natural. That's what happens. You're supposed to stay shuffle and square the entire as best you can until you got to take off and run to catch the back. Well, Fred was noticing this. First play, line of scrimmage. What does he do? He sees Zach cross his legs to go run. He cuts it back up the middle. Boom, gone, touchdown. That's, I'm telling you, that's the kind of studying that needs to be taking place each and every year by our Jaguars. That's incredible that he did that as a rookie. I never knew that he would study that much. And I tell you, it makes sense because he's like, look, take it from Coach Ingram saying to me last night, take it from the linebacker perspective. What do you want to do? I want to stay square. Damn right you do. Why? Because then I got 2 feet in the ground and I can get, you know, dig those in and smash somebody on a tackle, right? If I get a turn, you know, when you hit somebody, depending on how you hit them, you don't have that squareness. You might get knocked off. You might go a certain way, or it just might not be that solid of a tackle, if you know what I mean. So it's very important. Linebackers out there to shuffle, and you running back, study that guy. Study when they do that, right? You're bellying it out. You're looking at him. You're thinking like you're going to go, and boom, you cut it back. And it's hard. Trust me. Now, if I'm shuffling, it's easy to come back. Shuffle, 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 plant the foot, come back inside, go outside, what have you. When I turn and run, then I got to stop all my momentum and come back. And by the time I do that, you're gone. And I'm not catching your ass, that's for sure. So that's very important things, I thought. Cool tips, inside information from Gerald Ingram last night on the 904 Pro Show. Every Thursday we do it. Come join us. We've got, let's see, Jimmy Furyk says he can do it. Brett Myers is saying he can do it. Coach Coughlin is saying he's going to do it. We've got others coming, man. It's going to be a great season two of the 904 Pro Show. All right, back to the 4-3. So outside backer Samuel. Now they become defensive ends, right? My left defensive end will be Josh Allen. My right defensive end will be Trayvon Walker. My three technique, Eric Armstead. My nose tackle remains to be seen. It's gonna there's about four guys, Devon Hamilton, Ledbetter, and then the two rookies from LSU, Jefferson and Smith, will battle out to see who's the starter. You need the rotation. You need the rotation. There's no doubt. So where does that leave Sam and Will? Okay. So, you know, the mic is going to be a Lewakin, Foye Lewakin. He's one of the best middle linebackers in the game, no question about it. We have Devin Lloyd, who can play well, there's no doubt. I want to see him at Sam. I really do. The long arms, he can rush. He can run a good bit. He's not blazing fast, but he can hang. It's a different way to cover from the outside in instead of the inside out like you are as a Will. You're now on the outside of the guy for the most part. Sometimes you get on his inside hip, but you are playing him from the outside a lot. That'll be a change. But you do rush the passer. Kevin Hardy was our Sam a couple years, and he had phenomenal years. And he played well. He could play well, too. Kevin was very special. He probably could have played Mike. He probably did from time to time. But very special player, Kevin Hardy, can do that. I think Devin Lloyd, I'm not comparing him because Kevin had a phenomenal career, but physically in the way they're built, they can play either or. So what does that mean? That means guys like Ventro Miller, do I have a shot at Will? If Lloyd becomes my Sam, right? So I got my four tight ends here. Sam lines up. I got my Mike. I got my Will. Safety next to the Will if he comes down in the box, and then the three or four behind. Does that make sense? That's a 4-3. So who's going to be that Sam, and then who's going to be that Will? Look, Chad Mumma will get a shot at Sam, no doubt. I think Lloyd will take a look at. Gibson, who they brought in as a free agent, who had like 7-8 sacks 2 years ago, maybe he's more of a rotational, we'll see. Because here's the deal. What we are going to see from time to time is guys moving around on passing downs. So we'll have that 4-3 base when they're in base. Which is about 30% of the time. But again, when they start running the ball, you got to stop the run. Now, you're not always going to be a base. You might be a nickel. Still got to stop the run. But it's critical to get that done. But once that base package is out, now it becomes what? Nickel or dime or penny or whatever it ends up being. Right? All named after coins. Nickel is 5. Dime is 6. DBs, we're talking penny 7. Right? So how many DBs are out there? So if I have 3 linebackers and 4 DBs, I add a DB, one of the backers comes out. I go to dime, which is 2 more, is another DB to make it 6. I got 1 backer coming out, 1 backer stays in. Make sense? So who's going to be those guys? Now, Ventra Miller never played last year. Got hurt early, and it was an Achilles, a young kid getting an Achilles. Can he make it back? All I know is this. He's a little undersized, but for Will, it doesn't matter. As long as he can run and cover and blitz when called upon, and he can do those things. All I know this about Ventra Miller, when I watched with the Gators his last year, he made all the tackles. He made a ton of tackles. So can he have a shot? I hear Abdullah playing 4-3 Sam. Okay, he can rush. So the Sam has to be able to rush. He can't just be, you know, good against the run and cover. You've got to be able to rush the pass. And you're going to have multiple opportunities to do it. So that Sam Backer's got to be able to do what? Be strong enough at the point, the force, right? A lot of times he'll, now cover two, that corner's going to be the force, which means what? Nobody gets outside of me. Running game, nobody gets outside of me. Running back, quarter, whatever, reverse, nobody. I can't get caught inside because nobody will be out there, right? So sometimes the Sam will have that force on the line of scrimmage depending on the coverage and depending on the thing called, you know, the front call, right? So he's got to be strong enough to take that tight end and not let that tight end push him off the ball, not that let that tight end turn him inside, but keep that tight end where he wants him with the arms extended, ready to shed him wherever it may go, right? So he's got to be able to do that. He's got to be able to drop into coverage, sometimes man on that tight end, sometimes the back out of the backfield he's going to have to go get. Sometimes he's the flat player and then got to, you know, plant that foot and go up and make a tackle. And then sometimes he's rushing and blitzing. You know, work a game with Mike. He'll work a game with the defensive tackle or the defensive end. There'll be all types of stuff. Come all the way inside, up the A gap from the outside. That was always a good one. So the Sam is very important in a 4-3. The Mike, look, Mike's set up to make all the tackles. He is, and he should. Same with the safety, because that if nobody's there when they cut back, safety's there to make. You got 8 men in the box, they can only block 7. Safety typically is the free man to make plays. So very important to figure out who my Sam and Will are in this defense. And I think that's exciting. I really do. The guys that are going for, I mean, if I'm Vetro Miller, I'm feeling good. Devin Lloyd, I feel great. I'm going to be a Sam or a Will. There's no doubt. He's a starter, without question. Without question. So who's going to be my third starter? That's going to be an interesting one. That's what camp is all about. And, you know, I was talking to Coach Campbell yesterday on The Horse's Mouth and love doing that show each and every week. You see it on Sundays, ABC 25, Sundays at noon. Everybody's welcome. We don't talk just sports. We talk a lot of business, a lot of military, a lot of philanthropic work, if you will. But we also always talk ball. Always talk ball, a segment with Coach Campbell, me and Coach Campbell one-on-one, which I love doing. He's just fantastic. And, you know, we were talking about being physical at camp. We got to see some physicality at camp this year. You got to see it as much as you can. You got to get the guys ready for physical play. Now, that doesn't mean you're going full speed all out, knocking them on their ass into the ground and all that. You're not. But you are thudding. You are fitting. You are hitting. There's a point of attack. There's some good licking, good hitting. You know, and you're not taking them to the ground, but it gets you ready for the physicality. It, look, and I know it's hard because you don't want to get guys hurt, but you also can't have guys getting pushed around because they're not ready. So get them ready this year, Doug, please. Just one drill, one 9-on-7 period of practice. Just one. Get everybody in there. You don't have to split them up like you do. Go first team for three. You know how it go. One thing Doug does great with the limited time that they're out there, he separates the first and second string. So the second and third string are getting a lot of reps. They're not just sitting waiting for the first teamers to be done. So I do like that. But I think you got to implement the 9-on-7 thud. And I think that'll be a great, great thing for your team. Again, they look good on paper, but that doesn't mean shit when we're talking about the National Football League. It doesn't. A lot's got to happen. And it starts at the top. It starts from Doug Peterson. It starts with accountability. I think Ryan Nielsen's going to bring it. I think Doug Peterson's got, he realizes he got to have it. I think they brought in the veterans they did who live by it, and guys that they kept do as well. All that's going to come together in a nice little big pot bowl of freaking stew that we're going to turn into a team that will contend for the playoffs. I made a prediction on Instagram, my AM, my friend, my daughter, Avery McManus, also my account manager, that handles all of my Instagram now, did the 10 questions. And I do believe the Jags will make the playoffs. I do believe they're going to make the playoffs in 2024. Lots got to happen for that to happen. Minicamp starts today. Congrats and good luck to all the rookies out there. Good luck to Jarvis Landry, man. I'm pulling for you. I love older guys that are trying to make a comeback, man. Yeah, nothing wrong with that, and I hope it works out for him, whether it's for here in Jacksonville or they just get him on tape and he shows that he can still run, still make the moves, and still make the catches. So I hope he gets something done. And we'll let the chips fall where they may. All right, have a great weekend. Of course, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. You always got to be good to Ma. You know what I mean? You always got to take care of Ma. I'm looking forward to seeing my mother over the weekend. And, of course, one of the best moms in the world. Got a great mother-in-law. Have a great wife who's a phenomenal mother as well. So a lot of blessings in my house this Sunday. A lot of blessings throughout my family with the great moms and great women in my life. No question about it. I hope to feel the same for you. Hope you have a great weekend. Be safe. Be smart, be cool, all that good stuff. We'll see you next time right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac. Peace and love, everybody. Have a great weekend.